Do you have trouble grabbing your audience's attention in those critical first seconds? If so, we've got you covered. We're giving away a free guide called 10 Hooks to Open Your Next Talk. It's jam-packed with tested techniques to effortlessly engage any audience. In this guide, you'll discover the best hooks that tap into what your listeners really want to hear, myth-busting strategies to intrigue even the toughest crowds, and brain-priming methods to maximize your talk's impact. Whether you're speaking at conferences, selling from stage, or delivering keynotes, this guide will become your secret weapon to transform nerve-wracking openings into powerful, attention-grabbing moments. So go to www.thenickdemus.com/10hooks right now to get your free copy today. This is the Creative Soulpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Demus. Let's go. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a not-so-sexy and oftentimes overlooked but important topic that directly relates to your entrepreneur success. That's the power of prioritization. This has been coming up in groups that I'm running, groups that I'm in, over and over again. For some reason lately, this is a hot topic. Everything from, I don't know how to prioritize my next hire, or I don't even know if I need to have a YouTube channel. Is that important? And today, on a call with one of our community members, Jennifer, shout out to Jennifer Crutchfield out there. Hey, Jen. We were having a discussion, and she was talking about not getting through her to-do list and really being uncertain as to what order to do it in. So whether you're just starting out or you've been in business for years, knowing what tasks and project to tackle first is truly crucial. Because without a clear priority system in place, it's easy. It's so easy to get overwhelmed by that to-do list, right, Jennifer? And you end up spreading yourself too thin across way too many low impact activities. We've all been there, not just Jen. I'm teasing Jen because I'm so about this as well. I've really had to get super dialed in with this, and that's why I wanted to talk about it today. So in this episode, I will break down why smart prioritization is critical and the common mistakes that entrepreneurs make and some frameworks that you can use that I've created to implement right away. You can do it right away to become a prioritization pro. So let's get started. So as we were saying, you've got this never-ending to-do list, right? And at the same time, you've got a constant stream of new creative ideas just bursting. With so much on your plate, it can be challenging to decide what to focus on and when. That's why priority is crucial for your success, not just in terms of managing your times and resources, but also in what you're creating in the world, what you're manifesting. Effective prioritization allows you to allocate your time and energy and avoid getting sidetracked by, well, there's so much to get sidetracked by these days, by less important activities, including TikTok. I don't know about you, but sometimes I am guilty of just halfway through my day, just on the phone, start scrolling through the TikTok. Because it forces you to define your clear intentions and make aligned choices. And that's really important. It can help you manifest more effectively. So when you prioritize tasks and activities that are aligned with your vision, you're actually more likely to do them. You're more likely to do them. By focusing on the important tasks, you create a momentum. You may be thinking as you're sitting here, this is all great, but you've got endless ideas with limited bandwidth and resources. And yeah, you know you need to prioritize. And not everything can be top priority if you want to grow effectively. Many of you fall into this trap of treating every task and idea as if it's all equal, all equally pressing. Everything feels important. Answering the email, seeking the new opportunity, creating the sales page, creating the Canva graphic. And you may feel that you have to do it all yourself. You might even tell yourself stories like, you can't afford to hire anyone. But this lack of discernment leads to congestion, it overwhelms your pipeline, and it hinders your results. I'm going to say that again. It hinders your results, this type of thinking and this way of being. So to work smarter, not harder, you have to identify and rank the specific activities that will drive the highest leverage outcomes. What is the ROI, the return on your investment? And the way that I do this is to divide the priorities into different groupings. And these groupings are based on importance and urgency, but also my need to not do them. My need not to do them, my need not to do them. So let me explain. Your group one priorities, there's three groupings. Your group one priorities deserve intense focus and the majority of your time. These are mission critical. They're goals directly tied to not only the revenue, but the impact and the overall vision of your business. And they need to be things, and this is really important, all the group one things only things that you can do. If someone else can do them, they need to be moved to group two. For instance, you are the face of the brand. As a solopreneur, as somebody putting content out in the world, a thought leader, it's important that your face be out there. That's being the visionary. That's stepping into the authority. You gotta have that. You gotta do that. And only you can do that. So any of those tasks go into group one. For instance, you have to film your videos. Nobody else can be the face of your brand. And I'm recording this right now. That is something only I can do. In the future, I might have a guest. Maybe somebody else will take on an episode or two of the podcast. But right now, this is a group one activity. We've determined this is mid-funnel for my business, and it has an ROI, a return on the investment. Also, my one-on-one consultation clients, that's direct ROI. Only me, again, can do that. So these are group one tasks. But anything not directly related to me can go into group two. A way of looking at this is ask yourself, is this task that's in front of me, can I dat it? Can I dat it? Dat it. Delegate it, automate it, or delete it. So group two items support group one indirectly. And this includes things like emails, system improvement, social media content, PDF creation, customer service. While you might need to film your videos, you don't need to edit them. Just the other day, I was talking to a client who was editing 5 videos a week, and it was taking her hours to do. And now if you like editing, okay, I get it. That is something that you can continue to do, but what is the value of your time? That's the question to ask yourself. What is the value of your time? Mari on our team does my video editing, and Vanessa, hey Vanessa, does the podcast editing. Thank you to both of them. That's more valuable use. And notice, I could have kept that because I could have said, oh, well, it's a podcast activity, so therefore let's leave it in group one and Nick needs to do it. No, I don't need to do it. Vanessa edits the podcast. Vanessa uploads it into Libsyn. Vanessa puts the go button on to release it out into the world. Taking more and more off my plate to free up the space so that those creative ideas that I have can flow through and that are more money-making direct activities as well. Finally, group three items, they can wait. Or, are you ready for this? Be deleted where possible. It might be some of the stuff that's at the bottom of your list. As Jennifer and I were talking about her list, she was like, I never get to those bottom tasks. Now, some of those bottom tasks, as we were looking at them, could just go away. But some of them actually do need to happen. So how can she make those be either automated or given again to somebody else, delegated? Because this is non-urgent busy work that clutters mental space if you let it. can be things like tidying up your office or the minor admin work that we've been talking about. And this is a constant ask. What do we no longer need and what isn't working or giving us the return on the investment? I used to post on TikTok and I actually really loved creating the videos on TikTok, which is why I still do reels. And we would take the reel, by we, I mean me, let me be very clear there. I would take it and then I did eventually hand it off into group two after I learned how to do it. And somebody from my team would upload it onto TikTok. But what I found after a period, 90-day period, we actually went longer than that because we were hopeful that TikTok was going to bring in some income. But I found zero ROI on there for me. Some people are making money off of TikTok. Amazing. I was not. That's not where my audience was. So guess what? We stopped. We deleted it. You'll notice I'm no longer on TikTok. Something else, in addition to these three groups that I've recently implemented that helps, is to have an area of focus or an area or two of focus each day. Each day I attend to those areas of focus. This has severely lessened my switch tasking. If you ever sit at your computer and you are working on one thing and then you think of another and you move to that and then maybe you forget what you were even doing and then you go back to the first and you're like, where was I? You're switch tasking and you're actually losing time and mental energy. So I implemented a system there to help. For instance, Monday is my weekly email. I write the weekly email on Monday. And I spend time in our Be Seen Facebook group. By the way, join us in the Be Seen Facebook group. If you aren't already there, we'll put a link in the show notes so you can. Tuesday is social media day for me. I spend time on social media. Wednesday is lead development and client services. And the list goes on over the week, but you get the idea. And this has really helped me know what to focus on that day. Now, some days I have to switch things around. But I always do a touch point to the thing that I'm supposed to focus on that day. If there's nothing there, if there's nothing big, there's nothing in that group one for me, I move on to something else. But I get that completed for that particular week, for that particular area. So with these groups defined and the daily focus, you can tackle each day and week with that intention that we were talking about. And you got to make a commitment to not get distracted. And spending copious times on group two and three tasks unless group one items are complete. This leads me to some of the common entrepreneur mistakes. First, biting off more than they can chew by greenlighting too many big projects at once without considering bandwidth. My biz integrator, Michelle. Hey, Michelle. It's shout out day here. Is on me a lot about this. Thank you, Michelle. As entrepreneurs, we've got some great big ideas. Guilty as charged for having great big ideas. But sometimes it's like I bite off more than I can chew. And I have a feeling you likely do the same. I've gotten so much better. So can you. Second, not regularly reviewing priorities, which causes activity that drifts out of alignment from core revenue and impact goals. That's so important to review those priorities. We try to do it every month, if not that, at least every quarter. And third, failing to delegate group two and three tasks to an assistant or team member. Let me say it again for the back row. Delegate. Two and three tasks. Automate where you can. And delete. So in review, dad everything. Dad it. So stick to the framework. And I'm confident that you'll gain clarity of focus that drives exponential growth. Go dad it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope these tips on categorizing your efforts into different groups and reviewing them for maximum impact provides a blueprint to eliminate the clutter and get you off of that to-do list and take your business to the next level. If you want to go deeper with any part of this topic or have any related question, don't hesitate to reach out. DM me at TheNickDemus on Instagram. Now get out there, make these priorities count, and I'll see you on the next episode. Do you want to step on stages, share your story, and make incredible impact? With the Impact Academy, this dream will become a reality. Our transformational program works from the inside out, taking you from lacking confidence and self-doubt to commanding the stage with an inspiring signature talk that engages audiences. It gives you a proven framework strategy alongside performance skills so you can effectively stand out and be remembered as the leading authority in your industry. If you're ready to make a lasting impact, go to www.thenickdemus.com/impact to join the waitlist today.